In the last couple of months, a new AI chatbot called ChatGPT has been taking the internet by storm because it can do anything you ask it to do within reason. Need to write an email? You can just ask the chatbot and it'll write it for you. Want a cool picture of yourself riding on a unicorn on the moon? You can have AI do it now. Need an SEO optimized blog for a keyword? You can have AI write it. But is artificial intelligence truly the future of marketing, or is it simply a phase? We'll dig into that and more on this episode. Welcome back to the Honest Marketing Podcast, where you learn proven strategies to grow your business without selling your soul. I'm your host, Travis Allbritton, and today we're talking about artificial intelligence, the new chatbot, ChatGPT, and what it means for the future of marketing. Now, if you're not aware, ChatGPT is a prototype artificial intelligence chatbot developed by the group called OpenAI, which specializes in dialogue. And this is not too dissimilar from other chatbots that you may be familiar with. If you message a Facebook page, for instance, and it has an automated chat function built into it that gives you different responses based on the answers and the things that you say, that is a chatbot. If you use any kind of support request AI, where they have automated responses, you say, okay, well, how can I help you today? And you say, I need help with billing. And then it says, okay, well, here are the three top results for billing. Is that what you want? Is that what you're looking for? Click one of these links. That is a form of AI chat. ChatGPT just takes us to a whole nother level because you can type any prompt, something like write a short email on the importance of connecting with your customers, and it will actually spit out an email for you, an actual email that you can copy and paste into your CRM. And so what makes ChatGPT different or a big step forward is its versatility and the things you can ask it. So some of the more interesting things is people are saying, hey, I need to solve this using Python code, and then ChatGPT will actually create that code for you that you can copy and paste in. It's pretty crazy. And this technology has certainly existed in other places. Jarvis.ai is a good example for copywriters. A lot of marketers use that for doing headlines and blog posts and social media captions and things like that. So it's not a new thing. It's not a new phenomenon. But this version of AI speech has certainly taken simulated human interaction to a whole other level. So what does this mean? Is it a tool that's useful? Not useful? What are the pros and cons of using it? And what does this ultimately mean for marketing? Well, first, let's cover three things that ChatGPT in particular does exceptionally well. And the first one is that it gives you the answer you're looking for in the format that you ask for it. What an amazing concept, right? You go to the internet and say, hey, I need help with X, and the internet actually gives you X. My favorite funny story regarding this kind of AI interaction is always Siri, because I'll ask Siri something, and unless it's a very specific formatted question within a list of things that I know it can do, it will typically just say, I just searched Google, and here's the response. Here's the results that I found. Not actually answering the question. And so, you know, and that can kind of be the experience of using a lot of these AI chats is, okay, I didn't really understand what you asked me, so here's a bunch of other stuff that, you know, hopefully, maybe it's relevant. And it's not typically in the format you're asking for either. But with ChatGPT, you can ask it for very specific things, like create an acrostic poem about email marketing. And it'll actually do that. It'll actually create one. It'll generate one and give it to you that you can copy and paste and you can use if you're into that kind of thing. And so it gives you the answer you're looking for in the format you're asking for it in, which is really powerful because then that allows you to then take that as a starting place and to iterate on that for whatever project you have, whether that's blogs, whether that's email, copywriting, social media captions, whatever it is, a script for a video, for an episode of a podcast. ChatGPT is capable of doing all those things and doing them relatively well for an AI chatbot. There are some finicky things you have to be mindful of, and we'll cover that in a second, but it's actually much better than any other chatbot that I've used. Number two is it can create a first draft of any written project. So going back to giving it in the format that you ask for, if you ask for a blog post, it'll give you a blog post. If you ask for an email, it'll give you an email. If you ask for a social media caption, it'll give you that. And so whenever you're starting a new project, the hardest part is starting. It's getting words on paper. It's staring at that blank screen and getting something down that you can then go back, cut up, rearrange, move around, and iterate on and make better. So with ChatGPT, you can just say, hey, here's the prompt. Here's the thing that I'm looking to do. And then use ChatGPT to create that first draft that you can then edit, make your own, and use in whatever kind of marketing collateral that you want to. And then the number three thing that's pretty awesome about ChatGPT is it's free. It's free to use. Now, the way they make money, OpenAI, is they source their technology to businesses that want to use it, you know, for their own purposes. But the chat feature, this chat bot in particular, is free. And so if you've looked at platforms like Jarvis.ai, which is probably going to have to shift their business model now that ChatGPT is here, and you've just not really loved the idea of paying for a chatbot to do some of these things for you, ChatGPT is free to use, so you can experiment it. If you like it, great. If not, you didn't spend any money on it. So those are three things that ChatGPT does exceptionally well, being a dialogue-focused chatbot, as in you ask a question, you give it a prompt, and it gives you an answer or a response. So let's talk about some areas where ChatGPT in particular, and really all chat-based AI, really struggle. The first one is factual accuracy. Factual accuracy. So you can ask ChatGPT to do something like write a YouTube script for a video about the iPhone 14, for example. And it'll write you a script for a YouTube video on the iPhone 14. But then more often than not, what you'll find as you read through them is a lot of the facts are wrong. Like it'll say, hey, it's got a 12 megapixel main camera when it actually has a 48 megapixel main camera. MKBHD over on YouTube actually did a breakdown on his experience using it. And that was one of the things that he discovered was there's a lot of facts that gets wrong in creating these kind of responses. And that's because ChatGPT doesn't know what's a true fact and what isn't. And so when it's looking out on the internet for the information it needs to compile the answer to respond to your prompt, it can't decipher between what is true and what is not true, what is an accurate fact and what is inaccurate, because everything is neutral, right? It's just information on the internet that it's consuming in order to deliver a response. And so what you'll find is that if you write things that have more nuance or more subjectivity in how you're writing it or crafting it or using it, then ChatGPT is going to struggle with that. It's going to struggle with knowing how to parse between two different sets of facts and knowing which one is right and which one is wrong. And so that's where you have to know that the information you're getting back is actually true. And so you definitely want to be mindful of that, because you don't want to post something as your business and have it be factually inaccurate. That would be not great. And then the number two thing that it struggles with is plagiarism. Imagine that, a chatbot that's combing the internet for answers struggles with not plagiarizing. And that's because it learns by looking through different places on the internet where people interact and have dialogue, and uses that to learn how to interact with people on its own platform. You know, so famously, it was scraping through Twitter until Elon Musk said, you know what, if you're going to look at Twitter to gain information to help you optimize your chatbot, you should pay for that. But that's what it does. It just kind of scrapes through the internet. It looks for dialogue. It looks for comments. It looks for interactions and conversations and information that it can then use to answer prompts on its own platform. But there's no, at least to this point, a sense that the chatbot has any inclination to give credit where credit is due in how it comes up with those answers, because at the end of the day, most people right now are just kind of using it for fun and not to write a essay that's fact-checked and you know, not given to plagiarism. And it just sees information and spits that information out. And so if you're leaning on it to create something, know that more than likely, there's a good amount of it that's going to be plagiarized from somewhere else, copy and pasted in, reformatted based on the format that you give in the prompt. And so those are the two ways that ChatGPT and other AI really struggle when it comes to answering these kinds of things, is getting the facts right and plagiarizing. And so when I think about the future of marketing and are AI chatbots like ChatGPT the future? Yes, in a sense. AI chatbots like ChatGPT will continue to get better. They're going to continue to be more refined. They're going to continue to learn and become a valuable tool for companies and marketers. But that word tool is very important, in the same way that a hammer is a valuable tool if you're trying to build a house. But human curated and created content will become more valuable as a result. And just think about it. In a sea of internet created content, when you see a graphic or a piece of artwork that's created by AI, you think, man, that's really cool. But it has no value because you know that it was just an algorithm that spit something out. But when you see something that was created by a person, it's like, wow, that's really incredible. Or to make it more real world, you can buy a real, authentic Louis Vuitton purse for, I don't know, $2,000, $5,000, somewhere in that range. Or you can buy a knockoff that costs $40 at your local flea market. Which one is more valuable? Which one carries more value in your eyes? The real deal, right? If you have the authentic one that is, you know, 100% authentic from the actual company, Louis Vuitton, you hold that in high honor and give a lot of value to it. And when other people see it, that gives you a sense of esteem, social esteem. If you have a knockoff that looks 95% the same, but it's not the real deal, it is less valuable. That's why you can buy it for $40. And so when you think about AI, chatbots, AI-generated content on the internet, I think ultimately long-term what's going to happen is that it's going to become a great tool to launch written word projects and graphics and things like that. But for businesses that really want to do exceptional work, it can only be a starting point. It's not going to replace your marketing team. It's not going to replace your graphics department. It's not going to replace your social media managers. Because at the end of the day, you still need a person who is filtering through the content, anything that the AI chat spits out, and making it relevant and making sure that it's to the quality that you expect for your business. And so as a result of that, you know, people are going to really start to value human-made things. And as AI begins proliferating the internet, because as more people take advantage of these tools, it'll become more common. People will start to expect it. People will know what to look for to know if something is generated by a chatbot or not. Then authentic human connection will become more valuable, not less. And if you can position your business as being human or more human, then people will see your brand as being more trustworthy because they know that they're interacting with a person or they're reading words written by a person or they're looking through graphics and portfolio images made by people at your company. And that's going to give them the trust that, you know, they're really getting a person on the other end of this transaction, whatever that looks like for your business, that has them in mind, that they're not interacting with some algorithm, but an actual person. And that is when you can really elevate your business to be at the top end of your industry. You know, not the wish of your industry, but the apple of your industry. And people put a lot of trust in that. And so the more you can build that in to what you're doing, the more that you can have a human write your emails, have a human create your social media posts, have a person interact in support, the more valuable that becomes. And just on that note, as we kind of wrap up this episode, think about the times you've interacted with a company's customer support, whether you're calling in on a phone or interacting via email. It's a very different experience when you're trying to get an answer and you're having to argue with a phone tree of chatbots, right? Where you call in and they have a pre-recorded response and you're pressing numbers and you're trying to get down to like, okay, this is actually the thing that I need. And you're hopefully eventually going to connect me with a person that can help me solve that problem versus a company that you call. And within 3 seconds, a person picks up the phone that can solve your problem. That experience is wildly different. One is cheaper on the front end for the business to fulfill, but on the back end, the experience for the customer, the one that actually talks to a human in real time, immediately, that's a much more highly valued interaction. And so the more human you can be, the more you can lean into the humanity of the people in your business, as it, you connect with and interact with your customers, the more trust people will have in your business, the more you'll be seen as authentic, as being, you know, honest and having great morals and great integrity, and the more that you will build goodwill with the people that interact with you, that will give you more of the benefit of the doubt. They will trust you more, and that in itself builds longevity into your business. Because you can separate yourself simply by being human in an internet full of knockoffs and AI that's trying to imitate humans, all right? So ChatGPT, pretty cool tool, but at the end of the day, it's not going to replace you. It's not going to replace your marketing team. And don't use it as anything more than a tool if you really want to continue to be honest in your marketing, upfront with who you are, what you do, and how you want to serve people. That's my 2 cents. You can take it or leave it. If you leave it and think I'm insane and crazy, make sure you leave a comment in the YouTube video version of this episode. I'd love to hear your thoughts and interact with you there. But thanks for listening to my musings on chat and AI. Hope you have a fantastic week. And as always, The Honest.